Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Camp Chronicles, we're going to shortly have, or soon have, Kevin Sheehan, host of WTEM, the team in 980 in Washington, D.C., checking in on the Washington Redskins. We got him on the line with us right now. Kevin, how are you?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good. Listen, what are the early returns amongst the Redskins media and fans about Dwayne Haskins?
That, he's making progress. I think, you know, the things he does well, and Bobby would know this better than I and most people, he does naturally. He's got good vision and feel in the pocket. He throws with anticipation. And the things that he doesn't do well, you know, things like, you know, footwork, et cetera, are the things that, you know, guys like Mike Shanahan have told us before are things that can be coached up. So I think overall there's optimism about him.
Now, Kevin, when you look at it, whichever quarterback who emerges and you look at the competition there, what is the Redskins fan base with Jay Gruden? Kind of the poor man's Gruden. What I mean by that, considering, listen, he's had opportunities to turn the Redskins around. What has been the overall perspective with Jay Gruden and obviously the offense and the quarterback situation?
Not good. Average coach. Of course, he's lasted now longer than any coach
right.
since Dan Snyder purchased the team. But for the most part, I think the fan base, you know, would have preferred if they had moved on in the offseason. With that said, I think there's an understanding that he's pretty good at designing an offense and a pass offense in particular. When they've had success, it's been, you know, with a quarterback that could really do what he wanted him to do. I mean, Kirk Cousins had, you know, a couple of prolific seasons here before they decided to move on from him. Overall, the fan base, Bobby, you know, you played at RFK back in the day when this was a proud franchise.
Oh, it was unbelievable.
and this town was consumed with this team. There's been, you know, a pretty significant erosion of the fan base here in recent years. And, you know, just a lot of glass half full, you know, feelings about it because of the owner and the team president. And until they get somebody that's really can really run a football franchise, I think a lot of fans think that it's going to continue to sort of wallow in mediocrity.
Now, Kevin, you look on the other side of the ball. When you look at defensive coordinator, Greg Minuski, if I'm pronouncing that right, I think I am. And then where they're at and what they're trying to do. It seems like one guy, even though they haven't had success ultimately, like they would want, Ryan Kerrigan has been a guy you could, he packs a lunch, or he brings his lunch pail, however you describe it, and he's going to get it done. But I was reading where the Redskins linebackers get forced into pass coverage, and that's a major weakness. And when you consider with today's rules, you cannot afford that. That being a major liability if your linebackers cannot be significant in pass coverage.
Yeah, they couldn't cover last year, but I'll tell you that this by far and away is the strength of the football team.
Okay.
Jonathan Allen's turning into a star. Daron Payne looks like a future star. Matt Ioannidis is very underrated. They signed him to an extension last year. You know, you mentioned Kerrigan. They drafted Montez Sweat, who looks like a complete physical freak. They signed Collins. Monte Nicholson's a talent at free safety. They actually have some really good young defensive talent. Now, if it comes together, they got a chance to be really good, like top 10 defensive good. This team just over the last 2 years, though, more than anything else, has just been super injured.
Now, Kevin, when you look at the competition, obviously the Redskins are always in this conversation. Do they go with Case Keenum and see what, and they're just going to wait and see what happens before they'd ultimately maybe go to Haskins or, you know, here you got Colt McCoy, a 10-year veteran. So what is, like, is it just like, okay, it's a process or what is that process? And it just seems like they would go with Case Keenum from the get-go.
It's a great question. I mean, Jay's been, you know, smitten with Colt since, you know, he got here. He thinks Colt McCoy can run his offense better than anybody and that he can win with Colt. But Colt can't stay healthy, and he's not healthy now. So right now it really looks like it's Case Keenum early. But I think, you know, there's a general, you know, consensus now that Haskins is more talented. Haskins definitely looks the part. He's got, you know, a lot of confidence, a lot of self-assuredness. You know, he hasn't been overwhelmed or rattled in any of these games so far. They're preseason games. We get it. But I think you're going to see Case early in the season, but I don't think it's going to be long till they turn it over to Haskins. He's the future. And really, if Gruden wants to stick for another year or longer, it's probably in his best interest to develop Haskins this year and develop a really strong bond with him.
Now, you know, Kevin, a lot in these parts, we love Darius Geis. I mean, you know, snake bit, obviously, with the ACL injury, but where is he at as far as the future plans to look at the raw talent that he brings? I mean, a second-round draft pick in 2018. Is Darius Geis a big part of their future, as far as trying to attack a defense?
They certainly hope so, but he hasn't even been cleared yet, guys, to play in a preseason game yet. So he's coming back slowly from the ACL. I think they're optimistic that he'll be ready, if not for this preseason game coming up, the regular season. But they have high hopes for him. The guy they really liked and they were going to take in the 2018 draft was Kerryon Johnson, but he went the pick before to Detroit, and then they traded back because they thought they had a chance to get Geis at the end of the second round. They did. They love him. They think they've got a talent there. But unfortunately, he tore his ACL last year, and it's been a slow rehab. It'll be Peterson to start. It'll be Adrian Peterson to start, but they hope to work Geis in this year and have him take over for sure in 2020.
Kevin Sheehan, WTEM at 980 in Washington, covering the Washington Redskins, at Kevin Sheehan DC on Twitter. Kevin, so do you feel like Dwayne Haskins is going to be the starter week one?
I don't know if it's going to be week one. I think some in the fan base understand that, you know, it's a dead end with Colt and probably a dead end with Case. So why not start the process earlier than later? And I would guess that certainly in the first 3 weeks, you know, if unless for whatever reason Keenum's lighting it up and they're 3-0, they've got a tough schedule too. I mean, you know how NFL schedules go. They're not that predictable, but they open with Philly, then they've got Dallas, and they've got
right.
The Bears. You know, so if somehow, you know, Case gets off to an 0-2, 0-3 start, I think you're going to see him a lot sooner rather than later. I think they want to see what they have in him and get the process started.
You know what? I'm right on there with you, Kevin. I'm like, listen, if you don't want to bust Haskins' confidence, I don't know if I'd have him go at Philadelphia than the Cowgirls, you know, at home. And then you got the Bears Monday night. I would kind of wait after that because that is – we talk about the Saints and their tough schedule at the beginning. You know, when you consider – I'm looking at the Saints right now. They got Monday night football against the Texans, the playoff team. You got to go at the Rams, then at Seattle, and you get Dallas at home. Boy, can you be 2-2? Boy, I think you're really in good shape if you're 3-1. So that's not unrealistic. You could be 1-2 or 0-3. So you want the quarterback to play with confidence. So, hey, listen, there's a reason why you bring in a veteran like Case Keenum. You throw him out there and see what he could do.
Yeah, I mean, with that said, though, you know, the trend here in recent years is if you've got a highly drafted quarterback, he plays pretty much right away, you know, with the exception of Mahomes, obviously. But, you know, last year, you know, Allen played quickly, Rosen played quickly, Mayfield played quickly, Darnold played right from the get-go. And, you know, this is a team that I don't think is going anywhere this year or next. And by the way, Bobby, when you see him, you'll see this does not look like the kid who can be rattled with a bad outing or, you know, a couple of picks.
Okay.
He's got a lot of confidence, and he's got a big arm and looks the part. He's a big dude, and I think they'll turn him loose sooner rather than later, and especially if it doesn't start well with Case. But I think you're right. I think one of the reasons they brought in Keenum, ultimately was to compete, or initially was to compete with Colt McCoy, and ultimately it was to be there in case they drafted a young quarterback to give him time.
Kevin, thanks for the insight, man.
Yeah, my pleasure, guys.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.